And now the Goldberg. Sammy Goldberg faced the man who was to be his father-in-law and told him that he couldn't marry Sylvia Allison. And Sammy refused to say more, for saying more meant telling Allison what Sylvia was. It meant telling him how she lied and cheated. It meant telling Allison that he was the victim of Sylvia's ambitions, that she had destroyed her sister Leah's marriage and home, that she had overturned and broken everything in her path to get her father's money and to get Sammy. These were words Sammy refused to utter. Meanwhile, Molly, Jake, and Rosie are waiting in Allison's house for Sammy to come back, for Sammy to return freed forever from Sylvia and all she has meant. Listen.
Do you feel a little better now, Mama Darling?
Slightly, dear.
Extremely slightly. What are you doing, Jake, dear?
Standing by the window.
Oh. Stay here. Maybe walk over to the store. Because, I mean, whatever Sam is telling Mr. Allison, he should have been told already.
Molly, please.
Yes, I'm besides myself. Can I help you?
We're all besides ourselves. And we'll be until we leave. But in the meantime, Molly, don't get historical. You don't fall to pieces.
I'm only saying, why did you let Sammy go to Allison alone?
Ma, please.
I mean, just here. Alone, you shouldn't have let him.
Ma.
I mean, if I was here, he wouldn't have gone alone. Jake.
Please.
Papa's nervous, too.
Don't worry about Sammy now, Ma.
You don't think so, Rosalie?
No. He's not infatuated anymore.
He's not, huh?
It never was love, Ma.
You don't think so, huh?
No. If Sammy loved Sylvia, if he really loved her, he never would have told Papa everything.
But you think if he really loved her, that he would regardless? I mean, regardless of her lies and her facts and her cruelty.
He'd make excuses for her lies, and he wouldn't notice her cruelty.
Oh.
Am I right, Mama Darling?
Maybe each one loves in a different way, Nancy. Some who love can forgive everything and anything. They can even forgive losing one they love to somebody else, if only the person they love is happy. And some people, when they love, are the opposite. Completely the opposite. They can forgive nothing. The smallest thing is too big for pity or forgiveness. And that too is love.
But Sammy isn't like either of those people, Ma.
No. Sammy, I think, is just honest. He can forgive what isn't important. And he never can forget what is.
Then we don't have to worry about Sammy.
Maybe not, Rosalie. Maybe not. But that was that tricky little thing. Maybe it's Sylvia, maybe it's Miss Allison. Who are you?
Oh, it's Seymour, Ma.
Come in, Seymour. Seymour. Come in, Seymour.
Just heard the news. Some news, huh? Mr. Gober just told me. Going home, huh? Well, it's too bad.
Sit down, Seymour.
I don't want to intrude on your troubles. I know what you feel. But I'll sit down for a few moments. I'm all shaken up myself.
Sit here, Seymour.
Thank you, Miss Goldberg. After this is all over, I'll tell you how I felt about it from the beginning. I don't want to talk now, but when we're home, away from here, I'll tell you how I never thought she was for Sammy. I'll even show you a copy of a letter that I wrote to my mother with a copy of Kipling's Bone of the Empire. Are you familiar with that literature, Mrs. Goldberg?
No, Seymour.
You must know it, Miss Goldberg. A rag and a bone and a hank of hair. We called her the woman who didn't care. But he called her his lady fairy and his human eye. Maybe I'm talking too much.
No, Seymour.
Maybe you're not even hearing me.
I am.
It's all right. I know how my mother would feel under similar circumstances. And I know how you must feel.
My mother feels all right, Seymour. Sammy's coming back with us. I hope so.
And I most certainly hope so.
I know so.
And while Seymour quotes from Kipling and Rosie convinces herself that all will be well, while Jake moodily paces the living room of Allison's house, and Molly sits with her heart and soul fixed on Sammy and Sammy only, while all these feelings and thoughts converge on Sammy, he stands facing Mr. Allison in the upstairs office of the department store. Sammy has said, "I'm going to leave without Sylvia. I can't marry your daughter." And Allison wants Sammy to say these words to Sylvia.
Hello, William.
Mr. Allison,
just a minute, Sammy, please. William, is Sylvia coming up here or not? Please. Sammy, what you told me, you will tell Sylvia.
I intended to.
Right here in my presence.
I don't think I should.
That's the way I want it. You come to me and without any reason you tell me, Mr. Allison, I can't marry your daughter. Am I justified in asking you why?
Not when it's something that concerns Sylvia and myself.
You mean you have a reason and I mustn't know. Well, what is it? You quarrel with Sylvia? All sweethearts quarrel. If you believe the lies my daughter Leah told you, why did you come back?
For this reason.
What reason?
To tell you what I'm telling you now. And because my folks were here.
I see. Then you believe Ed and Leah's lies against Sylvia, who you're supposed to love, who was to be your wife. All right, Sammy. If that's the kind of love you had, then I suppose it's just as well that it's over. Come in, Sylvia. Sylvia, Sammy has something to tell you. Tell Sylvia what you told me.
What did you tell my father, Sammy?
I'm going back with my parents, Sylvia.
Then I'll go with
you. I can't talk to you here, Sylvia.
Sammy!
Why isn't Sammy marrying you?
He didn't say that.
To me, he said it.
He didn't say that.
He did, I tell you. Why?
What else did he say?
What else did he have to say, Sylvia? What else is there to say? Why don't you answer me?
Why don't you ask Sammy? Why are you asking me? You made it very easy for him, didn't you? You let him walk out. Just walk out. And you're going to torture me with questions. What kind of father are you anyway?
Don't ask me what kind of a father I am. What kind of a daughter are you?
I'm your daughter, that's who I am. And that's what I am.
Sit down.
I won't.
I said sit down. Listen to me, sir. I'm trying to be calm. I'm trying to speak calmly. I'm trying to understand what my mind refuses to believe.
Don't try.
I wasn't going to, but now I have to. I want you to answer me. When Sammy came here, he loved you. He said it. I know it. I could see it. Now he can't even talk to you. What did you do?
Nothing.
Not for nothing did he change. You said Leah lied to him and he believed them and went away.
He came back.
Only to say he was going for good. He came back because he's a man. What were the lies?
You know them as well as I do.
Sylvia, answer me. I cherished and protected you from everything. I gave you everything. I put my life in your hands as my daughter. What happened? What did you do?
Nothing.
Who told the lies?
Why do you keep asking me questions? I won't listen to him. Sammy promised to marry me. Why don't you hold him to his promise?
And force him to marry you?
Yes, yes.
Why? Why?
Because... I'll kill myself, Captain.
Of that I'm not afraid. Sammy came here because he loved you. He left his home without his parents' consent. That meant he loved you. What happened? That's what I want to know. I'm asking you. How much of what Leah and Ed told are lies and how much of the truth?
What are you accusing me of?
What are you guilty of? That's what I want to know. What were you to Ed and what was Ed to you?
Allison stands looking at the closed door. He feels a sting in his hand. In his mind, question. In his mind, question. In his mind, question. In his mind, question. In his mind, questions and answers. Lies. Terror almost at the hysterical confession Sylvia has made.